Perfect. We are here with Colin Mockery. Folks, you might remember him from, geez, Whose Line Is It Anyway? The English and American versions, as well as so many other. Gosh, I was looking through your website the other day in your biography. Didn't know you did as many things as you've done, Colin.
Well, I made up a lot of stuff to make it more impressive.
I kind of thought that might be... The chili rubbed portion was very interesting to me.
Why, thank you.
My wife and I, when flipping that on, thought we were going to get blocked out by our spam or our anti-pornography, actually, I think, when we saw chili rubbed.
No, it's a very good chicken recipe.
That is what we learned.
Yeah.
Now, rumor has it you are quite a good chef.
Mm-hmm.
Or you enjoy cooking in the kitchen.
Yes, my wife loves that the most about me, I think, that I enjoy cooking.
My wife as well. So I'm actually going to take up a few of your recipes and see how they go over with my missus.
Oh, it's good for love.
Absolutely. That and a little bit of laughter. Now, speaking of, one of the staple questions that I like to ask a lot of my guests are, well, this one. Obviously, you had to fight off all the chicks your whole life.
Oh, yeah.
Just like me.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, how has your wife been an inspiration to you throughout your career? loaded question right off the bat.
It is. I wasn't expecting that.
Here's your chance.
She has a great sense of humor.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and we met when she hired me for Second City.
Right.
And she had been a veteran of Second City for years. So through her, I learned a lot about improv, actually, because when I was doing Second City, we would do the regular show, and then there would be a 30-minute improv set afterwards. So she sort of took me under her wing.
Nice. And together still we are.
Yes, we are. We just had, actually, our 17th wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I often say that the best thing that ever happened to me is my wife, and not because she's listening to me on the radio some of the time.
You know, it really does make your life much richer when there's someone that you can share it with and someone that you have a good time with.
Oh, friends always. You know, we were friends. We're still growing as friends, and that's the most important thing to anything. And now you mentioned that she had a great sense of humor. So something else I was interested in is, you know, all these years, who had one of the best besides your wife? Who has the best laugh that you've heard?
Oh.
And you've heard many.
I have heard many. Drew Carey has a good laugh.
Yeah.
It becomes a giggle, and then tears just run down his eyes.
And then he kept, you know, from Whose Line, of course, he kept all the little, you know, a lot of skits going just by laughing and bringing things back up minutes later.
That's what I loved about him, was he, I think he loved watching the show as much as everyone else did.
Absolutely. It showed. Especially the time Ryan busted the lights underneath his desk there.
Nothing made Drew laugh harder than when one of us hurt ourselves.
Oh, absolutely.
He's a cruel man.
Yeah.
But, you know, when he's that rich, you just laugh along with him and hope he'll throw some money your way.
Oh, yeah, I'm still laughing, hoping. Nothing's come my way, of course.
Well, you never know. Just hang in there.
Maybe I'll talk to him next about that.
You should.
So, do you ever wonder what could have become of Colin if he didn't go into, you know, take this route in life, the funny route, maybe?
I think I would be totally screwed. I have no skills whatsoever, so if this didn't happen for me, I would have had nothing, absolutely nothing.
Oh, man.
There was one point where my wife and I sat down because things weren't going well for us, and we thought, well, we'll just write a list of other things we can do and maybe find something new to delve into. And after about 5 minutes, we just started doodling.
Yeah,
because nothing was coming to us.
Little hangman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that. I'm not skilled very much either. I fake it, and people buy it.
Well, you know what?
That is a skill, maybe.
Exactly.
Yes.
All you have to do is be confident in what you're doing, and people sort of think that you know what you're doing.
It's a lot like Tom Jones.
Very much.
Yeah.
I get comparisons to Tom Jones daily.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
I see that with the chest hair. And yeah, when you know, I saw Tom Jones recently, and somebody made me, and it was a good learning experience. I would be Tom Jones.
Oh, absolutely.
I would be Tom Jones.
I can't remember the last time someone threw their panties at me.
When I was there, a guy threw his panties up there, too.
Well, so, that's kind of odd.
So times, they are a-changing, I guess, for Tom Jones.
They certainly are.
So I recall seeing you here, actually. Let's see. You were here 2 years ago. I don't know if you recall this, but I'm going to refresh your memory.
Please do.
It was a great show, as always. My wife and I have attended all the shows here. And we actually came backstage. We were amongst all the suits and ties. And we didn't really blend in, as usual. And I came offering a gift. Now, I bet you use this gift so often that they're all torn up and you can't find them any longer. But it was a pack of Incredible Hulk playing cards.
Yes.
Do you recall? Do you really recall? Because you can tell me if you don't.
I absolutely do.
And that was hilarious. Everyone was looking at us like, what?
They came in very handy because Brad and I tour a lot, just two of us. And so we have a lot of downtime, a lot of travel time. So what we do is we play cards. So unfortunately, the Hulk cards are long gone because we wore them out fairly quickly. But they were a special favorite of mine because for some reason I was unbeatable with them.
Really?
Yes.
You're just saying that.
No, absolutely not.
All right. All right. Now, it's my wife's birthday the day after the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she does not want to be called on stage or anything like that. But perhaps just a quick happy birthday to my wife.
What's her name?
Her name is Dana.
Dana.
Isn't that nice?
It is nice.
You're going to sing a song to her, aren't you?
I'll sing a song to her right now.
Ready and go!
This is your birthday song. Ooh. It isn't very long.
Yay! That's what she's used to anyway.
That's all you need.
That's all you get. She's worth it. She really is. So, gosh, what else to talk about with you? Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah,
We just don't know each other very well other than the Hulk playing cards.
Now, are you a big Hulk fan?
No. Actually,
what was the significance of the Hulk cards?
Very cheap gift.
Oh, I see.
10 cents.
Oh, well, you really can't get much cheaper than that.
Frugality. That's another reason my wife likes me. Frugality.
It seems like she has a lot going.
Did you definitely get 10 cents worth out of the cards?
Oh, at very, very least, yes.
At least.
Yes, at the very least.
See?
Absolutely.
Pardon me. Everything is balanced in my life now. Now, Colin, marine biology.
Yeah.
Any interest in that?
When I was in high school, that was to be my that was my goal, to be a marine biologist.
Right.
And then I sort of got sidetracked through a school play. And when I got my first laugh, that was it. Marine biology was gone.
Was all gone.
Yeah.
Did you ever think that, you know, what would have happened if it was, instead of laughter, they threw fruit or something at you? Would you have been, I don't know, a vegetarian?
You know what? That's a good point. It could have happened.
Yeah, because if they didn't laugh, I mean, laughter brought you down this way from that moment. I wonder.
If they'd thrown fruit, definitely.
There should be a show about this.
I'm writing it right now.
Thank you. I don't need any credit, but this will be...
Oh, you won't get any credit.
But yeah, I don't to get any credit. So... let's see. My show is based around music, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Any favorites of yours?
Well, I'm sort of an old school guy. I'm a big Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin fan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Rat Pack.
The Rat Pack.
Yep.
Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett.
Nat King Cole.
Hmm.
We
those are things we dabble in now and again.
Yeah. What do you mostly play?
Well, we end the show with blues music, regardless of where we've started. But we play a lot of new music to, try to keep things going. I was always one who thought that there was no good new music, and my eyes have been opened. Are you familiar with Matthew Good?
Yes.
Yes, I actually interviewed him live on the radio a couple weeks ago. He's a very opinionated fella.
Oh. Well, that's always good to have on the show.
Yeah. Oh, he was a nice guy. He has lots to say. He's involved in, you know, web blogging and web design now and less of the music side, but a fellow Canadian. And now, you were originally born in Scotland?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you've been around many, many places. Father was in maintenance?
Yes,
airline
he was in
maintenance.
Airplane maintenance.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, we moved around a bit.
So, if you could choose one place to live other than where you are now, where might that be, you think?
You know, I've had a hankering for New Zealand.
Mm.
And I don't really know that much about it. My best friend actually lives there. He moved out there about 10 years ago. And I'm always saying I'm going to go visit him, but it just hasn't worked out. But
yeah.
He loves it.
Hmm. I have friends that have come and gone from there, and they, you know, we're welcome anytime. But I got to say... The plane ride is not something I look forward to. What you got to, I don't know, drug me up, sedate me, something.
Yeah, the flight is kind of a drawback to it.
I think I'm going to lose half my life on a flight like that.
Yeah, it's hard to get up for a 22-hour flight.
Yeah, all right, honey, we're going to the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Not going to happen. Now, would you like to mention anything about, well, folks are going to hear this and wonder, what is the show that Colin is in with Brad Sherwood, and I believe Greg Proops will also be there.
That's right.
Friday and Saturday of this week.
Mm-hmm. It's sort of like a, basically it's a live version of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Except, as we like to say, without the rich guy, the tall guy, and the black guy. Basically, a lot of the games will be familiar to the fans of Whose Line. And then there are some games that, because of time constraints or whatever, we could never do on the show.
Right.
So it's just every scene starts with a suggestion from the audience. We have audience members on stage with us for about 80% of the show.
Whoa.
It's just wacky.
It is. I can attest, folks, it is on the wacky side of things. And, God, Brad is funny.
He's all right.
Yeah. He's all right. But now, I'm interested in what Greg has to offer to the show. Does he, like, carry your bags and, you know, make snacks? I've never seen him live before, and...
Oh, well, you're in for a treat.
Yeah? He's as good as you two?
Yes, he's great. He's the sarcastic one. He's the edgy of one out of the three of us. Don't heckle him, or you take your life into your hands. You know, he's a stand-up, so he's played in some pretty dismal places and always comes out on top. So
yeah. Well,
it's always good to have a guy like that on your side.
Yeah, he's got your back.
Yep.
Yep. Favorite impersonation of yours?
Gee, that's a pretty small...
It's not Elvis, is it?
No, it's not okay. Elvis. I think the only one I ever really got away with that nobody ever questioned was my Craig T. Nelson.
Oh, Coach.
Yeah.
Can I have a little taste?
Oh, Luther. That's pretty much it.
Luther was hilarious, though, on that show. Oh, my gosh. Well, we want to, first of all, thank you for being a part of our show. And my wife and I are going to the Saturday night performance, and we're bringing a large group. So we look forward to that, as always.
Good. I'm looking forward to another gift.
Yep. Well, I'm going to try to get backstage. You know, sometimes I don't really look like the rest of the people. They don't want me back there. But I'm going to just say that you said I could.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. Drop my name.
Yeah, and we'll... Yeah, we... your name? Do we think that one will work? Should I go with Brad?
No, go with me.
Okay, Colin. And, I got a new gift for you. Definitely. Something better than 10 cents.
Ooh, all right.
Better than 10 cents. Now, before we go, one real quick game of word association, if I may.
All right.
Real short. Real short. Let's start with Undertaker.
Wrestler.
How? Bag of chicken.
Ryan Stiles.
Ostrich egg.
Ryan Stiles.
Meatball sandwich.
Ooh, Drew Carey.
Yeah. Yep. He's eating one right now, isn't he?
He is.
Helicopter pad.
Oh, $25.
And the last one, dun da da da.
I'm bald.
I have no hair. I have an autograph that says it. Colin, we want to thank you for being a part of the show. I will see you Saturday night. Break Greg's leg.
I will. I mean, I'm doing it right now.
Excellent. Thank you so much, and nice talking with you.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.